Only moments in life are remembered. Only moments in life are remembered. As we go through our life, and as we think about it, we think of a moment. We think of a moment in time. We don't think of the full adventure. We think of the moment that we had a beautiful time. We think of the moment that we were surrounded by lovely people. We think of the moment that we were enjoying life and all the fullness that it is. Only a moment, but that moment is a treasure beyond anything we can ever imagine. And how wonderful it is, how truly wonderful it is. We think about Mother. And what do we think about Mother? Well, I remember how Mother used to make bread pudding for us, and we loved it so much. It was such a wonderful treasure and such a wonderful treat. We ate it with gusto, and it was always so wonderful. And I remember her big smile as she'd set it on the table for us, because she knew that all five of us kids just loved bread pudding. And bread pudding wasn't really anything special. It was just special because she made it. Especially because she put the things in the bread pudding that made the bread pudding the extra special thing that it was. Do you remember a person in your life? Do you remember an incident in your life? Usually our life is filled with incidents that we remember, moments that we remember. And these moments are treasures. These moments are wonderful things that say to us, this is what life is all about, those moments of joy. We think of our vacation, and we don't think of the whole vacation. We think of an incident, a moment on the vacation when it was a treasure and it was beautiful to us. We think of our experiences in school, and we think of the other children that we were with, and we think of our parents, and we think of the other children's parents, and how nice they were, or how not nice they were, whatever we experience. And those are the things that we remember. Those are the things that are the moments that we remember. Now, all of us have the privilege of living our life as a beautiful, glorious, marvelous experience, or as a sad experience. It's up to us. We have the privilege of remembering the beautiful moments of life, the beautiful experiences of life that make us feel so fantastic and make us feel so glorious. Or we have the privilege of remembering moments that weren't. But we can instantly change from any moment to any other moment, as is our choice. We can go from one moment that says, hey, that was great, we had a lot of fun, to another moment when, ooh, that was terrible. These moments are ours to enjoy. They're ours to have at any time that we like them in our life. All we remember in life are moments. And these moments are just fleeting moments, yet they're impressive moments. They leave a very impact upon us that is something very powerful and very meaningful. But the big point is, we have the privilege of selecting out of the infinite number of moments in our life, that moment that made us happy, that moment that left us thrilled, that moment that made us feel life was worth living. And now, as we recognize this, as we realize that life is but a series of moments that we remember, we have the opportunity to select moments out of life that thrill us, that make us feel fantastic, that make us feel glorious, that make us feel so uplifted, so marvelous in every way. And this is what life is all about. Life is not about moments that are terrible or moments that are good or moments that we wish or moments that we wished not. Life is whatever we choose to take at any one moment. And so if we would begin to realize that every moment is our choice, and if we don't like the moment that we're experiencing because it was not a happy moment in life, then experience a happy moment. Experience a moment that says to you, yes, this is wonderful. Yes, this is great. Yes, this is beautiful. Yes, this is fantastic. Because you can, you know. It's up to you what moment out of life you choose for yourself. Have you ever played tennis? And have you ever, in playing tennis, had a few particularly good strokes? It was your day. It was your moment. Your moment of playing very well. Now, you have the opportunity to remember that moment that you played very well and review it again and again. Whenever you think of yourself playing tennis, think of that good moment when you played very, very well. Think of that moment when you were on top of it. Think of that moment when you were the game and the game was you and you were just having a great time. Because that's what it's all about. You can think about the time when you were first kissed. Or that you first kissed someone. And you kissed them because you felt so good. You wanted to kiss your mommy or your daddy. You wanted to kiss your sisters or brothers. Not that so much. But you wanted to kiss somebody who did something specially nice to you. And you were kissed by someone who felt that you did something specially nice for them or you were specially nice. Now, that is a memory. That is but a moment. But it leaves you with a big smile on your face. It leaves you with a big remembrance in your heart. We have the opportunity to establish our life filled with moments of memories. Moments of memories that made us feel glorious and good. Moments of memories that made us feel life is worth living. Life is fantastic. Life is glorious. And it's up to us whether we're going to make our life filled with moments of remembrance of happiness and the experience in the now of fulfillment and happiness and joy. We have that privilege. We have that privilege, and that privilege is always ours alone. Now, we must ask ourselves, do we want to have that privilege? Do we want to have that for ourselves alone? Do we want to live in a happy, wholesome, beautiful, uplifting life? Do we want others to live in a happy, wholesome, beautiful, uplifting life? Well, if we do, it's up to us to choose out of our memory bank those things that delight us, those things that make our life feel just wonderful. We all can do this. We all do this. Some of us remember the sad things more than we remember the glad things. And when we do that, we're just wasting our time. We're not giving power to that joyous experience. And our life is filled with joyous experiences if we want to just draw our attention to them. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I'm thinking about joyous experiences, I am the joyous experience. If I'm thinking about happiness, I am the happiness. If I'm thinking about love or loving relationships or loving attitudes, that's who I am. If I am unconditionally loving to everything and everybody in my world, then that's what they are to me. So just remember the happy events of life. Remember the joyous events of life. Remember the magnificent events of life. And as you remember these magnificent, joyous events of life, life becomes more and more delightful, meaningful, joyous, and powerful in your world of experiences. Life is but a series of moments that we remember. When we're not actively doing something, we're remembering things. And as we're remembering things, we're remembering all of the good things that make life worthwhile. Make that choice for yourself today to remember all that is good and beautiful. Live all that is good and beautiful. delight in all that is good and beautiful. And as you do this, the world becomes all the more meaningful to you. Have a wonderful day, and know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. You're a wonderful memory in my life. Whenever I choose to think about you, it's good and very good. Whenever I choose to think of any experience in my life, it's good and very good, because that's my choice. And I have the choice to think lovely, beautiful, wonderful thoughts all the days of my life, if that is my desire. And you can be sure that is my desire.